Hello everyone. Today Pascal would like to share with you a short excerpt from the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. It's the 23rd of March. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Back to the future. One day, when all this is over, we will have all lived personal experiences with God that we will be able to use to help someone else along the way. We will have gone through difficult situations for which we did not see the end. We will have climbed the rugged side of the mountain to benefit from the blessings of God. Times will have been difficult, but they will be behind us. We will have had times when we cried out to God, and God will have heard us. We will all have received the mark of God's compassion, whether it came from a family member, a friend, a colleague, or a complete stranger sent from God in order to give us a message. Shall we carelessly keep to ourselves what God has given to us for free? Will we be so focused on what we have gone through that we miss the opportunity to relieve someone else's pain? What Paul reminds us is that because of the consolation we have received during the trials we experienced, we will be able to console others who in turn are experiencing pain. When all of this is over, will we keep God's endless mercy for ourselves? The psalmist said, "For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one, but has listened to his cry for help." May God's love and compassion for all of his creation inspire us to bring comfort to those who need it now and later on. May grace and peace be given to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Be blessed today.